Hello and welcome to the Diva Home and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Brenda Douglas of the 50 Plus Home Team, and I help people to not only procure a home investment, but also maintain and keep it. Furthermore, we help people to gracefully age in place, downsize, or right size into the perfect home. I want to invite you to go ahead and subscribe to this channel and also hit that notification bell so that you can receive a notification whenever we upload another episode. We want to welcome you to the family. Stay tuned. Hello everyone, it's Brenda Douglas from Prince George's County, Maryland, and let me tell you guys, the sun is shining out here, and yes, it is humid again. Oh man, listen, we here in the DMV, also known as District of Columbia, Maryland, and Northern Virginia, the DMV, Prince George's County in particular, we have had 3 consecutive days of severe thunderstorms. And when I say severe, I mean severe. That lightning and then the sound of that thunder, I swear I think that lightning hit something because it sounded, it was so loud. Anyway, guys, listen, we here in the DMV, we experience all 4 seasons. All 4 seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall. We get a taste of it all. Now, this summer has been more, to me, it's been hotter than usual, right? Typically here in the DMV, we have, we get temperatures in the upper 90s, but it can feel like it's 100 or over 100 in some cases, just over 100, 105 maybe. So it'd be 97 degrees, but feel like 105. So we have really high humidity here in the DMV, right? So it has been a hot, hot summer. Now this year, I cannot wait until my favorite season, the fall, right? Because I'm telling y'all, this heat has been disrespectful, right? So anyway, guys, we experience all 4 seasons here. And so I was reading an article today. And the article was saying the things that you should not do during a thunderstorm. Now, let me just first say that I have a healthy respect for any type of nature. Like, I really do. I have a healthy respect for nature, right? Including thunderstorms. Like, when I'm talking about sitting still, turning everything off, like, I have a, whether I'm inside or not, I have a healthy respect. If I'm in the car, I'm going to sit and wait this thing out. If I'm at work or in the office, I'm going to sit there and wait this storm out. I do not play with the storm, and I don't suggest that you do. So in this episode, I want to share some ways that you can, or some things that you should not do during a thunderstorm. I thought they were very, very interesting, so I want to definitely share it so that we can all be safe, right? According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, about 300 people are struck by lightning every single year. Now, that may not seem like a large number here compared to the population in the U.S., but hey, I don't think anybody likes to be in that number, right? So let me share some ways. The best way to protect yourself from a thunderstorm is, of course, avoiding going outside when there is a storm, right? So I encourage you to get into the practice of checking the weather before you go someplace, where before you have an event, before you even make reservations if possible, right? But the main thing is you want to avoid outdoor activity when there is a thunderstorm. And also be aware, guys, that when you hear thunder, that means that lightning is there as well, right? You may not see the lightning clearly, but when there's thunder, where there's thunder, there is lightning, right? Rule of thumb, as they suggest, is when thunder roars, go indoors. But here's the interesting twist. Do you know that 1/3 of lightning strike injuries occur inside, indoors, guys? Isn't that crazy? So it is possible for you to be struck by lightning, whether you're indoors or outdoors, right? So again, here are some tips to help keep you safe. You want to avoid taking a shower, taking a bath, washing the dishes in the sink, or washing your hand. In other words, avoid the water. I thought that was really interesting. You know why they tell you that? To avoid the water, washing the hands, shower, things of that nature, is because the lightning can strike the plumbing. isn't that crazy? The lightning can strike the plumbing and come through the plumbing, and you're there taking a shower or a bath or even washing the dishes, and you can get struck by lightning that way. Also, touching electrical equipment, anything that's connected to an electrical outlet, right? Now, let me just say that would include a microwave. That would include a stove, because sometimes I'm like, okay, well, sometimes I try to do everything I need to do when I hear the thunder, or when I hear it start to thunder, or I know it's going to thunder by a certain time frame. Then I try to have the food cooked and everything prior to that, so that I am away from the stove. But I had no idea that I could potentially get struck by lightning by using anything that's electrical outlet, including my TV. Because sometimes, honestly, I do leave the TV on, right? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, depending on how bad the storm is. But computers and laptops, game systems, as far as your cell phone, if it's plugged into the outlet, yes, it is a hazard. And I did read one time where this young girl was on the phone, or her cell phone, but her cell phone was plugged into the wall. Long story short, the lightning came through and it struck her in the ear, right? So it is possible for the lightning to strike indoors, right? Washers and dryers. Like, sometimes when you're stuck or you feel stuck inside, you want to find things to do to keep yourself occupied, right? So sometimes that may include, well, complete getting that laundry done that you really don't want to do, but you're stuck at home. So, hey, let me do the laundry. Let me do the dishes, right? But just know that that's a safety hazard, right? The other thing is like the hair, like you, when you're blow drying your hair, that if it's plugged into an outlet, it becomes a danger, right? The same thing about a refrigerator. Now, let me go back to the cell phone real quick, because if your cell phone is not plugged into the electrical outlet, you're fine. It is only when it is plugged into the electrical outlet that it becomes a danger during the storm. So as a good practice, I always try to, and I encourage my son as well, to have your phone charged before the storm comes. So plug it in. If we know that between 3 and 4, there's a chance, there's a tornado warning, there's a hurricane warning, there's a storm, tropical storm warning, there's a storm warning, severe thunderstorm, whatever, however they phrase it. Have that phone charged up before it hits, because then I can get on it. To be honest, I can get on the phone during the storm, as long as it's not plugged into the wall. The other thing you want to do is you want to avoid the windows, the doors, and the patios, right? You want to avoid, because sometimes I'm tempted to look to see how much storm, you know, how much rain is coming down, or how much damage is doing. The last storm we had, like I said earlier, there was a large boom. So I'm thinking, okay, did a tree fall down? What's going on, right? So I'm tempted to go to the window. I restrained myself, thank God, but at the same time, nothing, I didn't see anything out there.
But you want to avoid the windows and the doors. The other thing is you want to stay off porches and balconies, right? Sometimes we have a tendency, if we're out and about, let's say we're at the store and or the subway station, the metro rail. I remember one time going, I caught the bus, and so I was going into the station. Man, I was running. I was so scared. I was running, and it was raining cats and dogs. So I'm running into the station. Of course, the station is full of people on the platforms or on the not even on the platform, because we weren't down in the subway. We were up by where the where you put the money in the machines, and so there were tons of us, and we were standing inside this under this cover thing, right? And now, I'm not going to lie, I was standing beside a machine, but that was before I read this article. I had no idea, because the machines are plugged in, of course, they're electrical, right? So again, you want to avoid anything that has to be plugged in. Anyway, to make a long story short, we were all safe, thank God, but it was still risky, right? So sometimes we have a tendency to get under some type of pavilion to protect ourselves from the rain. Right. But there's still, if it's lightning and thunder, you're still kind of exposed. Right. So again, you want to go indoors. Right. You want to stay away from laying on concrete floors. Like if we're concrete floors or leaning against concrete walls. Why? Because lightning can travel through metal bars and wires that are inside the concrete. Right. So sometimes people have concrete in their driveways, or garage. Sometimes people have a concrete floor. Some people have concrete floors in their basement, right? The point is you want to remember that lightning can travel through the metal that's inside of the cement or the concrete, right? So you want to be safe. Don't lay down and don't lean against a concrete wall during the storm, right? You also want to avoid, we've already said, touching anything electrical, including what I want to say, electronic. What I want to say is it includes a game. Like some people have them, are really into them games. The what is it called? Xbox. Xbox, they're really into the gaming thing. So you want to be safe. And that is always has to be plugged in, from what I understand. So you want to be safe with that and shut it down during the storm. Let the storm pass. So I always recommend that you do something, I don't want to say constructive, but read a book or use that time to do something that you may not usually do. Read a book. As long as your cell phone is not plugged in, you're good, right? Just have it charged up. So there are things that you can do. Have a puzzle book that you do during the storm, or just have it available. You know, may not have to do it every time, but just use that time when it's during the storm. Also read your Bible. You know, there are things that you can do. Draw, you can color. There are things that you can do that it does not pertain to or does not include something being plugged into the electrical wall. All right, guys. So the other thing is you don't want to stand under a tree during a thunderstorm. That is extremely, extremely dangerous because the lightning can hit the tree and the tree can, and then the lightning can bounce onto you. Human beings are, they conduct electricity better than trees, right? So if you're near a tree, the lightning can easily jump up from the tree and onto you. So you want to stay away from trees. And listen, last but not least, if you are in a swimming pool, whether it is indoors or out, you need to get out of the swimming pool, okay? You need to get out of the swimming pool, whether it's indoors or out. Water is an excellent conductor of electricity. So you want to be safe when it comes to that. Even when you're walking in their puddles, sometimes we have floods here in the DMV. DMV stands for District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia. So you want to steer clear of any puddles of water. And again, if you're near an indoor and outdoor pool, you want to stay out of that as well. Get out of that pool. And I'm sorry, I said that was the last thing, but I have to say this because it's dear to my heart. Guys, And also gazebos, in terms of the structure, stay away from gazebos. Gazebos are wide open. They're not safe. If you have an animal, some people, this is a sensitive subject. Some people keep their dogs outside all the time, right? I'm totally against it. It's not my opinion, but it is my opinion. I am totally against dogs being kept outside. That hurts me to my heart. But at the same time, dogs, any animal, whether even if they're on a balcony, even if they're on a patio, even if they're going out to use the bathroom, dogs, it is not safe to have them outside, right? Especially if they're chained to a tree. And that includes a doghouse. If you keep your house and a dog, I mean, if you keep the dog in the doghouse, they are not safe, especially because they're made out of wood, right? Most of them are made out of wood. So you want to bring the dog inside so that they can be safe as well. All right, guys, I really hope that has been helpful to you. I will put the link to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in the comments. But I hope that this has been helpful to you. Listen, I just want you to be safe, and I want you to be happy, and I want you to live well. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm sorry, this is Brenda Douglas. Let me just say again, have an awesome day. Thanks.